We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been dropped? How did that make you feel? Did it have a psychological, an emotional, or physical effect on you? Did it leave you thinking or feeling less than? Life will dish out experiences that will not be favorable, but you don't have to succumb to them. Some people have been dropped by their parents and suffered physical damage. Some people have been dropped via a relationship that left emotional scars. Some people have been dropped by their peers and their self-esteem, their self-worth, or self-image was blurred. It does not matter what happened or what happened in your life that results in you being dropped. God will pick you up and place you at the King's table where He has reserved a seat for you. Today, God has someone looking out for you. God's blessing will overtake you at the right time. There was a young man who was dropped by his nurse when he was about 5 years old. His name was Mephibosheth. He was the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, the best friend of King David. In 2 Samuel chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, the writer speaks to us on this wise. Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan's death came from Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was dropped, but he was not out. David sought him out through a former servant of Saul. David asked, "Was there anyone left of the house of Saul that he could show the kindness of God?" Ziba, the former servant of Saul, shared with David that there was still a son of Jonathan who was lame in his feet, and that he was in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. David sent for Mephibosheth, and when he came, David shared with him that he would show him kindness for his father Jonathan's sake. Has anyone ever shown you kindness on behalf of another? Mephibosheth had been dropped, but he was not out. The blessings of God searched for him down the relationship his father had with the king. Some of us are receiving the blessings from previous generations who were connected to the king, Jesus. Mephibosheth was lame in his feet, but God had prepared someone else to carry him to his place at the king's table to eat continually, according to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7. Mephibosheth was dropped, but King David restored him all the land of his grandfather Saul. Mephibosheth was dropped, but he ate at the king's table like one of the king's sons. Just like Mephibosheth, you and I were dropped, but Jesus picked us up and prepared a place for us at the king's table to eat eternally in the presence of God the Father. Yes, you were dropped, but God through Jesus Christ picked you up. You may be seated today. This place was reserved for you. You were dropped, but you are not out. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.